Steven Spielberg's 1991 movie Hook, with Robin Williams' portrayal of a middle-aged Peter Pan who's forgotten his past, has won over generations of fans. And now here's a fun fact. It was nearly a musical. Tim Grieving has the backstory.
Hook is a cherished childhood film for some of us, hilarious and heartwarming.
You can fly, you can fight, and you can fight.
Steven Spielberg, who is often likened to Peter Pan, saw Hook as a musical, but not a remake of any of the previous Pan musicals. He wanted something new, so he turned to his faithful composer. For 2 decades and 11 films, John Williams had already helped Spielberg make some of the most unforgettably musical movies in Hollywood, from Indiana Jones to E.T. Williams needed a lyricist for Hook, and who better than the guy who wrote the songs for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Leslie Bricus was a frequent collaborator with Williams over the years, including on 2 Christmas carols and Home Alone. Shortly before he died in 2021, Bricus told NPR he was thrilled about writing lyrics for a brand new Steven Spielberg Peter Pan musical.
And we thought we'd got the Oscar with a song called Childhood. And I remember Steven, when he heard it, saying, that's a home run.
Shadows, memories, lingering laughter, reach out, touch me, half my life after.
But it was a beautiful song, beautiful song, beautiful melody. Vintage Williams.
Childhood was written for Granny Wendy. Williams and Bricus also wrote a seductive villain song for Captain Hook to sing.
Looking at where we're at sensibly, boy, if you will spend a little time with me, you can be, I guarantee, anything you want to be.
None of these made it into Hook the movie. The most lavish number was a big choreographed sequence when Peter first arrives in Neverland and the pirates burst into song.
Down in the deep below, full 50 fathoms, dead men are sure to get to sleep tonight.
Spielberg spent an entire week shooting an elaborate song and dance routine, but when he and John Williams reviewed the campy footage, they both realized their musical was a very bad idea.
Yo ho ho,
it's me. Sup? How about a Hook tattoo?
Word up!
So Spielberg cut the scene and ditched the idea of Hook as a musical. Only a few remnants remained, including a lullaby, which earned an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song.
There's a gift the angels send when you're alone.
To most critics, it did not make any difference. The film was bad, period. But Hook has always enjoyed a legion of passionate fans. That's partly why Mike Matacino, who resurrects and remasters John Williams' old scores, decided to revisit the soundtrack.
Despite any perceived shortcomings about the movie itself, the score has had a life of its own.
He dug up the old demos, most of them recorded in 1991 for the actors to learn, including a song Williams and Bricus wrote for The Lost Boys.
In Neverland, there's a song we never sing, the Never Song. At the start of Never Spring, we always never sing it, we never winter too. It's the nicest Never Song we never knew.
And a song for Tinkerbell.
Great things can happen if you believe. Greater than any make-believe.
32 years after the musical version of Hook died, Matacino was finally able to convince all the parties at play to release a new 3-CD album with all of the abandoned songs, as well as John Williams' complete instrumental score, which used the song melodies for most of its major character themes.
The themes are all in the score, so even without the songs being sung, the score has a quote-unquote lyrical quality. You don't really get themes in a film score that have what we call bridges in a song, sort of a center section. And that's a clue right there that a lot of these themes began life with the intention of having lyrics set to them.
So even though most of the songs in Hook walked the plank, their tunes took flight as one of Williams' best and most song-like scores. And now the final collaboration between John Williams and the late Leslie Bricus can finally fly and crow. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.